Our long dormant volcano is threatening to erupt, and I believe evil magic is at play.
You see a tunnel into a mountain.
Not to state the obvious, but that's probably the way to go.
As you enter this cave, you realize it does little to shield you from the cold. The wind still whips through the tunnels, blowing snow and cold air with it. You feel rigid from the cold.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, dear. Creatures that seem like they're made out of ice, they're like these small beings made of mostly ice with joints that are made of snow.
Are they cute?
Are they hostile?
The answer is yes to both of you. They're cute and hostile. So go ahead and roll initiative.
Ice to meet you.
Now that you guys have slain the ice mephits, you see two paths before you.
Hey, so we slayed those ice mephits. How long did that fight take?
18 seconds?
Yeah, probably about. Well, so each full round of combat is six seconds. So I don't remember, it's three or four rounds. So let's just say 20 seconds.
Okay, so I still got like a solid 9 minutes of this plus two AC.
Shield of Faith.
Okay. Super. Peachy keen.
I'm so glad I was going to bring that up and Tyler brought it up in front of me. Look at that.
Good job.
We're getting so good at this game, you guys. Oh god, I'm going to get my dice out this time so I don't have to awkwardly do it later.
Y'all want to go left or right?
Well, first, can we search these ice mephits? Is there anything to them?
Oh, they're... As soon as they were killed, they were turned into powder snow.
Oh, okay.
Can we shred it?
Huh?
You don't have a board on which to shred it, as far as I'm aware.
They do that in Zelda.
Give me an acrobatics check.
All right. Oh, that fell off my desk. Oh no, it's a two.
So you try to do the thing where you jump and in one fluid motion take your shield off your back and put it under your feet, and it doesn't make it all the way to your feet, so you just land in the snow on your feet with your shield by your feet.
What were you trying to do?
I don't know. I think I just wanted to shred it a little bit. This is part of the new Gretchen. I'm real edgy.
All right, well, just be careful shredding it from now on. We've probably got a couple more things to fight.
Yeah. Should we go?
So which way did we come from? Like, so is this within the room that we're in right now? Are there two paths? Because I know we kind of, I feel like we went right to get to this room.
Oh, yeah. So you could backtrack, or you could go left, or you could go right.
That's really helpful,
we're
actually.
We're here.
Yeah.
You go this way or that way.
That's super helpful.
Yeah.
All right, well, we went right last time. You want to go left this time?
I think so.
Left it is. As you enter this chamber, a feeling of dread washes over you. A pedestal with a chest on it sits in the middle of the room.
We feel like dread?
A feeling of dread, yes.
I would like to go ahead and cast Mage Hand Legerdemain, so I can cast this Ghostly Spectral Hand, and I would like to send the Ghostly Spectral Hand over to this chest and unlock it, or open it.
What's the range on Mage Hand?
I don't know that off the top of my head, but I can look it up for you.
I'll race you.
Okay. 30 feet.
30 feet. I think that was a tie.
Yeah.
But if I edit it right, I beat you by about 3 seconds.
Well, that I can't help.
Yeah, so this is within 30 feet of you. So you open the chest.
Does anything happen?
No.
Oh, okay. Can I now see what's in the chest?
Not from as far away as you are.
Maybe let's be, like, careful before you go towards the chest.
Does anyone else have a bad feeling about this?
I feel terrible.
All right, well, me too.
That's
yeah,
no
let's,
loot.
Just do it careful, I guess.
Can I check for any traps or tripwires along the way to the chest?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
You got it.
Or no, rather, give me an investigation check.
An investigation check, okay.
I'm never totally sure which is which, but I feel like this is so active and you know what you're looking for that it's probably more investigation.
12.
You spy no traps.
Hang on. I have an ability, a paladin thing called Divine Sense, where I can sense evil stuff up to 60 feet away. I'm trying to figure out how to use it. Because on my sheet I wrote use 1 plus charisma modifier, but I don't know what that...
That means
right.
You can... That's how many times per day you can use it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that means I can use it up to 4 times. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, I'm gonna use it.
Okay, yeah, the pedestal the chest is sitting on emanates evil, but the chest itself doesn't.
Guys, the pedestal is emanating evil, but the actual chest is not. So I think if we could, like, get the chest, but not touch that pedestal. Maybe that would be okay. This all feels very bad. I feel dreadful.
Wait. The pedestal is what's evil?
Isn't that what you said?
It's emanating evil energies.
From the pedestal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pet.
I was worried I misheard you and it like wasn't the pedestal and I was like, wait.
The pedestal?
Yes.
Well, that's not so bad. I mean, we could probably fight a rectangular box, right?
I'm envisioning, it's gotta be like a very glamorous pedestal, right? It's not a rectangular box. Paint a word picture for me, Samuel.
Yeah, tell us exactly what this box looks like, baby.
Is it shaped like a monster? Is the pedestal shaped like a beast?
It's definitely like kind of just a blocky shape. And if there were, like, intricate, neato carvings in it, you can't tell because it's covered in snow.
This chest, how big is this chest?
I don't know. Chest size? You know, when you think about how big a treasure chest is,
okay,
it's
so
like
it's,
that.
All right, okay. Could I use my mage hand to, like, try to pick something out of it and retrieve it without going over there?
You could, like, fish around in there, sure.
Okay, I would like to fish around in there.
Give me a dex check.
Yeah, baby.
Just him?
Yes.
That's just the d20 plus my dex modifier?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's always a d20.
Well, I just wanted to make sure it was the dex modifier, but I guess that's just as stupid, isn't it?
Yep.
So, 18.
Nice.
Yeah, so your hand flops around in there, and then it's invisible, right?
It is invisible.
So you can't quite tell what it's doing, but then you notice a ring floating in the air.
The ring is floating in the air. Presumably my spectral hand has it?
Probably.
So can I try to retrieve it with my spectral hand then?
Yeah.
Okay, so I slowly start bringing it back to me. I don't want to like immediately bring it back and grab it with my actual hands. I would like to try to observe it from a closer distance.
Sure, yeah. Looks like a ring with a blue stone in it.
Can I do an arcana check on this thing?
Sure.
We are proceeding so cautiously. I'm so proud of us.
I'm sure this is really good. I hope it's nothing and that Sam is just sitting there quietly like being like, oh my god, get out of the treasure chest. Does a 7 get me anything on that arcana check?
No. It looks like a ring.
Well,
I'm going to do an arcana check.
Okie dokie.
I have a -1 to arcana checks. So let's see how this goes. Oh, it's a 17.
Nice.
Oh, you, perhaps from your discussions with your church, what's the word I'm looking for here?
My
cult.
My
order?
Church dad?
It's a cult. It's a
order?
Cult.
Order.
I think I called it an order, because I didn't know what to call it.
From your nuns or whatever, you know about a little bit about warding magic, like because, you know, it's
protection.
Important to your kind to do protection type things. And this seems like it has some sort of protection magic enchantment.
Guys, I think this has a protection magic enchantment on it, which maybe would be good for someone who's not good at wearing armor. I don't know. Sorry, that seemed a little mean.
I have already, by this time, shot that ring into my tiny, fervent little hands.
Aww.
Onto or into?
Into.
Okay, you're holding it.
I'm holding it, and...
Well, Gimbal, I suppose you're always dying all the time. You should probably take that. That's fine. Even though I think blue is maybe my color, but that's fine. You can have
it. Well, thank you. I plop it on my tiny little finger.
Yeah, as soon as you put it on, you... Oh, butt fucker.
Oh, that's not what I do.
I hardly
Jeez.
Know her.
What a weird ring.
I realized I screwed up a minute ago, but oh well. You guys would have managed to get this ring eventually, probably.
What?
You were supposed to have disadvantage on that dex check, and I forgot to remind you.
We won. Oh, because it was cold.
Because of the cold.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But as soon as you put this ring on, it feels like you ate some beef stew and drank some hot cocoa all at once, and you're wearing a parka also, and you feel a warming inside, and you feel like you have your old self. You've got your dexterity back.
Oh, man. This ring, this is awesome. I feel great. I feel like I could waggle my fingers all day. I'm back. Any little nimble work you need, your old buddy Gimbal's back to it, you guys.
Okay, Gimbal, well, you want to check out that box and see if there's any more goodies in there?
I'm quite cold, so that would be nice if we could get another one of those.
Yeah, I mean, we've got one good thing from the box. Let's cautiously approach this chest, see if we got anything else in there.
Should I?
So you're walking towards the chest?
I'm not.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, why not?
We have an evil podium.
I want to see this evil podium. So yeah, I'm walking up.
Yeah, here. I'm walking towards the chest.
All right, boys, give me wisdom saving throws.
I don't know why I let them go anywhere without me.
Gimbal, I just want to look over to you and sort of like as we're we're walking up towards this chest. I just want to grab your hand for some comfort, and that'll be some bardic inspiration for you.
So that means I have advantage on this?
No, you'll have an extra d6, so once you roll your d20, just add a d6 to that number.
Oh, okay.
But you don't have to on this roll. You just can at some point.
Oh, I'm definitely going to on this roll. Well, that, unless I crit. 13. And I added, it's 13 with the inspiration die.
With the, okay. 16 for me.
Gimble, you are terrified of this spooky, spooky pedestal.
Spooky!
But, Farron, you're tough enough to approach. You get all the way to the pedestal without being all that spooked. All
right, right on. You know, Gimble, it's just a quadrilateral, like a quadrangular prism. It's not anything really to be afraid of.
This thing's reminding me of Double Hell.
Oh, man, I want to know what you saw in Double Hell. But, you know, you hang back. No big deal. I like to just, like, look, kind of look into the chest. Like, do I see anything?
There's nothing in there.
There's nothing at all?
Well, there was a sweet magic ring in it earlier.
All right, cool.
It seems like an awful lot of, like, chest for a little tiny ring. This is like when I ordered a battery from Amazon, they put it in a giant-ass box.
Can I just, like, pick the chest up off the podium?
Yeah, sure. It's not that heavy.
Okay, so I'm gonna just walk it back to the group and just show them that there's nothing in it.
Farron, be careful!
Oh, no worries, baby!
What?
Sorry, I don't know why I keep saying that. It's like something's happening. It's the cold. But yeah, there's nothing else in here. It looks like it was just a giant box for one small ring. I don't know.
I hate this podium. I think we should destroy this evil podium.
I think we could just leave it, like, walk away from it.
Oh, Gretchen, I realize that you're trying to be, like, more cool and lax or whatever, but last time I checked, you were a paladin of the goddess Dol'Ara, dedicated to smiting all evil in your path. You're just gonna walk away from this thing?
I'm more into smiting, like, darkness, and this seems like it's not particularly dark, it's just spooky.
You mean you don't think this evil box is a threat to society and civilization as we know it?
It's just right here.
Yeah, it's not really doing anything. Do you want me to carry you past it, buddy?
I guess, well, hang on. In this room, is there, like, a passage out of there? Dead end?
This is a dead end. This is all okay. That this room is.
Okay, well, we can just, you know what? We can just leave this evil podium in its own room. It's got nothing on it. It's just, I don't know, like an object, right?
An object of evil.
Maybe, should I make a sign about it? I'm going to write a note in the snow that says, bad it's podium.
Just fuck this box.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, bad podium, and write, like, a sad face.
Okay.
Do not touch.
Oh, so I have a chicken costume. I realized on my person it was one of the three costumes I was afforded as part of my performance.
Fuck.
Does that make me warm enough to not have disadvantage on these dex checks if I put on my chicken outfit? I imagine it's, like, pretty heavily feathered.
I don't think it's warm enough.
All right, well, I'm going to try it anyway. I'm just going to put it on over my stuff. All right.
Farron, you look great. I like that outfit.
Thank you. It honestly isn't something I use a ton. I thought this would be a lot more useful when I had it made.
Well, it suits you, bud.
Thank you?
I would really like to get rid of this evil podium, but if I can't convince you, I guess we should be on our way.
Yeah, man, why tempt fate?
Maybe let's, like, deal with the volcano first, and then if we want to on the way back, we can, like, you know.
I mean, I can't believe that the paladin doesn't want to kill evil, and the bard doesn't want to tempt fate, but you know what? Fine, that's fine. You know, maybe I'm just, this ring has gotten me all juiced up.
I approach the podium.
Wait, guys,
oh. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
All right, ass.
Come on, baby.
Oh, that's a, that, that's a 4.
You're very afraid of this podium.
Fuck this podium, I'm out! And I leave the room.
So, Gimble, let me tell you the story of Farron the Podium Slayer. So... Farron the Podium Slayer was a brave warrior, and he specialized in killing immovable, just completely non-threatening evil objects, and he went on to live a life of mediocrity and die alone and unloved by all the townspeople around him, because he fought podiums his entire life. I think we can let this one go.
I think it might be podii.
It could be. It could be podii, depending on if the Greek roots of podium.
All right. Come on, chicken man. Let's go.
Bagar?
So...
Coo-coo-ca-chow!
The classic chicken noise.
So you make your way back to the Mephit slaying room,
mm-hmm.
And from there you can go even further back towards the entrance or through the other fork in the road.
Let's go.
Let's take a right this time.
We'll go back towards the other fork,
so.
Yeah.
Okay.
The right fork, not the entrance fork.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The right fork.
Um,
hey, Sam, it's not the entrance fork, okay?
Are you guys good?
Wait, which fork are we going through, though?
I was clarifying for my map.
Where's the entrance relative to where we are?
Further towards the entrance. The ground in this room is just a thick sheet of ice. Here and there in the room, there are big old pits. And then there's kind of a non-ice landing at the other side of the room.
Okay, so we've got an icy floor with some pits in it, and across the room is, like, solid ground to stand on, presumably?
Yeah.
Is there anything to push into these pits? Like, are there big blocks of ice on the ice we can push in?
There's some rocks strewn about.
Yeah, so where's the nearest rock in relation to the platform that we're on, or, like, the ground that we're on?
There's one, like, 5 feet to your left.
Okay, so this is one of those situations where I kind of would like to have seen, like, the holes sort of laid out, because I don't want to fall into a hole, but I also want to push a rock into one. How could I go about doing that?
Well, you'd have to push the rock.
Hey,
And the rock is on ice?
You can see the rock poking out of the ice.
Oh, so it's frozen into the ice?
Seemingly.
Is there, like, on the other side of the ice, can we see, so there's, like, ground, is there, like, a further tunnel, or is it just, like, a weird dead end over there?
You can see two more paths at the other end of this room.
So, hold on. There's a sheet of ice, and in this ice there are pits, and in this ice there are seemingly frozen rocks.
Yes.
I'm feeling pretty good, you guys. You know, I'm feeling nice and warm and nimble. Nimble Gimble, they call me.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. How big is this room? Is it more than 50 feet from where we're standing to the other, like, clear edge of the ground?
Yes.
Oh, it's more than 50 feet?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Wow, what are you trying to do?
I was trying to skate over there and then fire my 50 feet of hempen rope back on a arrow and then pull my friends across the ice.
Oh, that would have been smart.
That would have been smart, but I only have 50 feet of hempen rope.
Is there a rock in, like, the middle of the thing he could fire, like, a rope arrow into?
I have rope. Why don't we just tie them together and you have 100 feet of rope?
That's true.
So, yeah, I'm feeling nimble gimble over here. If you guys want to send me off, I could take all your rope, tie it together, maybe shoot a line back over here and pull you over.
I feel like...
That sounds fine. This ice is making me nervous.
I spent all my rope money on chicken costumes. I actually don't think I have any rope.
Okay, that's fair.
Isn't it in the Explorer's pack or no?
I feel like I didn't have that pack.
I think he took the Performer's pack.
That makes sense, being that he is a
He's
performer.
Got, like, guitar strings and stuff. He doesn't have... rope or food.
And chicken costumes.
I got a chicken costume, a beggar costume, a rich guy costume, and then a bunch of musical instruments. And that's what I'm about.
That seems like it makes sense for your character. Yeah, so I'm going to give Lone Gimble my rope and tie them together.
Yeah, you now have 99 feet of rope because, you know, it took a little bit to make a knot.
Sure. I would like to take, like, an arrow of mine and stick it into the ground. And then tie the rope to that.
Sure.
And then tie the other end of the rope to myself.
Yep.
And then I would like to start making my way across the ice.
Gretchen, do you want to step on this arrow just in case?
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of like I have a little bit of a lead securing me, but, like, not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh, that's a good one. 17.
Yeah, you, about halfway through... You slip and fall right on your cute little fanny, but you have enough momentum that you kind of just gently slide the rest of the way there, and you're on the other side.
Great.
And so, is there anything I could tie the rope to over on this side, or would I have to, like, stake it down with something?
There's a big old rock you could tie it off to.
Okay, I would like to tie the rope off to that rock.
Cool.
And then, can I shout back to my companions?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to ask me that.
Well, I didn't know how big this room was.
You would be yelling 70 feet. I think your range on your voice is more than 70 feet.
Super. Okay, so, hey, I've tied it off back here. You guys take the arrow out of the ground here and just kind of, pull yourselves along the rope.
Okay, I think we can do that. Just in case, I'm just gonna let Gretchen know that, I'm really digging this whole new, like, nature-y and, like, active transformation. I think, you know, it's pretty exciting, and I'm fascinated to see where it goes. And I'm just a big fan overall, which is going to be another use of my Bardic Inspiration, which is, like...
Wonderful.
Just in case it comes up, that's an extra D6 for you. I got one more of those left, Sam, if you're keeping track. Or for those of you keeping track.
Cool. Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of thinking and changes and stuff. Do you want to go first and I can keep holding the arrow over here?
Yeah, I'd really appreciate that, and I appreciate you getting a bit more interesting. And
great.
I slide.
Figuring this out.
like a fucking dickhead, I just slide out in my chicken costume.
Yeah,
you have the rope, though.
Yeah,
right?
I'm on the rope.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to make you roll for that. I don't think that there's a roll here. I feel like this would not be that hard to do. So, yes, you definitely slip and fall, but, like, hold on to the rope a few times, and you don't take any damage, but you do look like a silly bitch.
So every time I fall, I want to do one of those gymnastics women poses where I kind of go, like, hook, and, like, straighten myself out like I like I intended to do it. Like a,
oh, sure,
like a
yeah.
feat of acrobatics.
Yeah, Gretchen's amazed. He's so graceful.
That's me. Cool.
Yeah, so I'm gonna start calling over.
Yeah, you got a low center of gravity on
hard
you.
Push over, a hardy Wisconsin woman.
Yeah, I got a big butt.
You make it over there with ease. You don't even have to slip like a goof.
That bardic inspiration is good for 10 minutes in game. So feel free to
fabulous
as needed. That's still good.
Yeah, I'm writing it in my notes.
And I would say between the fuck around with the chest. And the fuck around in here, that took about 5 minutes. So just keep that in mind.
Got it. Yes, thank you. Just for my own curiosity, how did you want us to get across that room?
I intentionally didn't come up with an idea.
Nice.
I'm into it.
I had written down in my notes, if they absolutely need a diagram, do one on the fly, but mostly encourage a more general tactical solution.
Okay.
I put my faith in you guys, and you came through for me, so thank
you. At least one time we're good for. And I was like, oh, Pokemon room, eh? And then, yeah. So that's why I came up with the rocks immediately. But it was like, you know what? We'll just go across. I like Tyler's approach of just fucking doing it instead.
Yeah.
Usually that would have been like lazy DMing, but I prefer to think of it
open-ended.
As an open world design.
Yeah, no railroading.
Innovation.
Speaking of how there's no railroading, you have two choices in front of you.
They both go to the same
yeah,
room.
Left or right?
He only prepped one room. It doesn't matter. Okay, so we went right this past time. Do you want to go left again? It's left's turn in my mind.
Sure. Let's mix it up.
All right, we're going to go left. Unless it looks like there's a fucking evil cool. demon over there that we can immediately see. Or maybe we'd go.
Give me a perception check.
All right. 10?
No, you don't see shit.
18.
20, but not natural.
Oh, yeah. You see a weird floppy white thing flapping around in this room.
Dude, it looks like somebody's dick is in there.
What? Let's go check it out. I mean, what?
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Dick
gotta be white.
Dick is actually gnomish slang for earthworm.
There's like a big, weird, giant dick in there, huh?
Can I use my divine sense again to see if there's an evil thing in there?
Yeah.
I'm using it.
There is. There yep. is an evil monster in this room.
Definitely a penis. Guys, that thing is evil. I don't like it. Just FYI. But we can, like, go fight it or something if you want.
We haven't killed anything in a while. So.
Yeah.
It's been about 5 minutes.
Well.
Which I guess is a long time for us.
We had mixed results against that podium, so I don't know.
Fuck that podium. It's terrifying.
Do I have a line of, like, could I shoot an arrow at this thing and get a sneak attack on that bad boy because it doesn't know I'm shooting at it?
I think you'd have to get a little closer.
Okay.
You would have to sneak up on it, per se.
I would like to time my arrow shot with his if we're going to
okay,
we're gonna
so,
do some sort of like ranged, sneaky attack.
Yeah. Well,
if both of you want to do that, then you both have to give me stealth checks.
Okay, well, I'm certainly going to do that.
Wait, so can I see what I see before I commit to the stealth check? Like, maybe it's minding its own business, and this is like a Men in Black situation where it's really not that bad.
It is evil.
It's literally evil.
Well, I mean, there's only 9 things it could be, so I'm not going to hold that against it.
And 9 things and 3 of them are evil, is that what you're
saying? Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you can get closer to decide whether or not you want to shoot it, but I still will need a stealth check.
Yeah, fair enough. And I didn't want to do this, but this sounded kind of off to me. Mary, you can only do 2 of these divine senses per day. Your charisma modifier is +1, not +3. I think you were looking at your strength modifier.
Well, my charisma is +3 and proficient in charisma.
That's a save.
You're looking at saving throws.
Wop, 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 wop.
You're correct.
So it's not the same thing. You should just use your
modifier.
I realize
that now.
So yeah,
yes,
we can cut
correct.
That, but that's the last one that we've got.
No, you're correct. I'm still going to do it, though.
No, I think that seems fair, because it's good to know.
Thanks for that, Zach. I saw you make a face when she said she had +3, and I was like, why is he making that face? Shouldn't a paladin have +3 on charisma?
Yep.
Not if he didn't roll well when you're making your character.
Hey, Mary, I'm right there with you. Okay, well, I'm going to presume, like, Gimbal and Farron have kind of talked this through, and we're just going to sneak closer. I'll hold off on my shot.
Before you roll, Before you decide to do this, I want to remind you, Farron, how cold you feel. You don't even know how well you could sneak with how cold you feel.
Oh, I forgot about my chicken costume. Just nothing. I might just let Gimbal take this one then. That's true. I had forgotten about that. Because I'm all chatting. My hands are all shaky. I don't think I can get my bow going.
Okay. So, it's not super. I got a 12.
Oh, dude, I just realized I don't think I had you guys have disadvantage fucking at all during that first combat.
No, we definitely did.
Yeah, we did. You forgot one time. You forgot one time.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember being very disadvantaged and getting hit with that cone of cold, like, constantly.
Yeah. But on your attack rolls, everyone other than Gretchen should have had disadvantage on, like, the rapier attacks and bow attacks. Those are all dex-based.
Oh,
because
they're dex-based? Oh.
No, yeah, we definitely didn't have disadvantage on those.
Well, maybe I didn't mean for it to apply to attack rolls, we'll say.
That's what I was hoping, yeah. It was just going to be on checks and saves.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty brutal thing to do to you, so we could say it was just checks and saves. Oh,
hooray.
What did you say you rolled, Tyler?
12.
Yep, this thing doesn't spot you, but you can see it a little bit better. It looks like a dragon that's pretty small.
Oh, shit.
There's some sort of a dragon in this dungeon.
Well, I'm going to erase the worm I just drew on my map and draw a dragon instead.
Oh shit.
Wow.
It's a little more complicated.
I'm going to, I'll wait, I guess. Does, Gimbal, do you report back to us in some sort of, like, pantomime of this dragon's appearance? Or, like,
I'm sure you want
me
to.
Tell me what your hand signals are
I'm
that
sure,
you can get this point across.
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn my camera on so you can see as I'm doing it. So, Gimbal at first is awestruck, having of course never seen a dragon before. Slowly, he turns around to his companions and kind of makes like the bird shadow puppet thing with his hands, right?
Like the butterflies fly away?
Right, like exactly, like the butterflies fly away.
You're my butterfly sugar baby.
Right, right. So he does that. And then he also, like pantomimes something coming out of his mouth at his companions.
It's like a puke.
I don't...
It's a puking bird?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Is that bird puking? What
is it a bird?
What about the dick? What about the dick
in there? Is it Farron? Because he's a chicken. Is that the bird?
He kind of gives a no-go signal. It's not a puking bird.
Okay, so one word. First word.
Starts with...
Okay. Yeah,
sounds like
Gimbal mimes pulling something behind him.
I don't even know what that's supposed
dragging?
To be.
Dragging? Are you dragging something?
I am. Oh, yes, God. Yes. He gives the thumbs up.
A dragon.
Oh shit. Maybe there was like a guys. There was another passage. Maybe we should do that.
It's interesting how much of a coward Gretchen has turned into.
She doesn't want to die because then she can't fulfill her, like, goodness missions. But I guess evil dragons are, like, on her list.
Point to Farron, who I know is going to back me up.
I'm literally like, we've already killed a bunch of demons. If we kill a dragon too, like, check, check, and check. Like, this is just getting better and better. I'm, like, writing this R. Kelly jam in my head, like, as we speak.
Trapped in the cave.
So I see that Farron is into it, so I'm going to shrug apologetically at Gretchen. And
I just kind of sigh a little bit, quietly.
Yeah, and shoot cinders with the fire damage-y deal. So I guess first I have to see if I can even do that or if it breaks.
Yeah.
Hey, it didn't break.
Cool. You have advantage on this because he doesn't see you coming.
Okay. 17.
Yeah, you hit him square.
Wonderful.
Give me that damage.
Oh, it's going to be a bunch of damage. So 1d fire, 4 fire damage.
Uh-huh.
And then, so my sneak attack damage applies, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I get to roll.
2d6, baby.
It's going to be... Oh, that's not that great. 9 piercing damage.
A d8, 2d6, plus whatever? Came out to 9?
I don't get a d8 on my short bow.
It says 3d6?
3d6 plus 2, and I rolled poorly on the 3d6.
Oh, damn.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. This white dragon wyrmling cries out in pain.
Can I do a perception check? Did that fire hurt it more, maybe, than, like... the arrow did, or more than you'd expect.
You may give me that perception check.
Right on. 15.
It didn't actually seem to do an especial amount attack.
Okay.
What the fuck was that?
Okay.
An especially strong attack, I guess is what I mean.
All right.
Are my companions eager to help me out?
Well, it doesn't matter. Well,
yeah.
I guess it does matter. It does matter a lot, but at least, Gimbal, are rolling initiative.
No, we're rolling. We're in there. I'm in there.
I guess I'll do it.
21.
15.
Oh, I critted it, baby.
What was that again, Gretchen?
15.
First up is Farron.
All right, what's the distance between me and this worm? Like
30 feet.
Okay, what do I want to do here?
Like, how big is it? Is it, like, human big, or is it, like, truck big, or,
it's,
like...
Its size class is medium, so you can think of it as human big while not even close to human shape.
So, like, an alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, with big, weird wings.
Like, cool. So, like, one of the lizard
so
men.
So, like, a dragon.
A lizard man who's secretly controlling the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
A Jew?
Hey!
A Jew, we call him.
I hope that oh, yeah happened before Sam That's... said the Jew thing.
That's the hottest content we've gotten on this podcast yet.
All right.
Shaking
so,
things up.
I would like to... I think I'll move up like 10 feet and then just take a shot at it with my short bow. So that'll be a... Well, do I have disadvantage on this?
I think we decided you don't.
All right.
Because
right
I guess whatever. Fuck it.
All right. So that's a 15.
It bounces off its thick hide.
Yikes.
Shit.
All right.
And that takes us to Gretchen.
Really? Oh, because I already went, I guess?
No, sorry, that takes us to Gibble. I'm sorry, I got the G's confused on my sheet.
Little G, big G.
I did do that, and I just confused myself.
Sorry I picked a G name.
Everybody does.
Why should you apologize?
I don't know, I just feel like it's my fault.
Aw, Mary, you gotta give yourself some credit, bud.
That's so in character.
I'll take that bardic inspiration, thanks, Tyler.
Gretchen, you be nice to my friend Mary. Yeah, what's the distance between myself and this wormling?
At this point, you and Farron are pretty much shoulder to shoulder, 20 feet away from it.
Oh, okay, super. I'm going to go ahead and fire my bow again. Oh, no! Cinders melt in my hand.
Oh, no!
Okay, I forget. Did I have you take damage for that, or it just fails?
It fails, the gears melt, and are unusable.
Okay. Yeah, well, you no longer have cinders, but you do have a bow.
It was good while it lasted.
And, I mean, the next time you're in a town, you can
I'll just
do that same trick again if
you
want.
Do it again. Yep. Yeah, so...
But you can still go ahead and attack just without any fire.
Absolutely. Oh, no. Critical fail.
Did you have a die or anything from me, or did you use it?
I used it.
Okay, the scratch and he still has it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you, when you draw it back, the arrowhead comes loose from the bow, and you don't notice, and then you release it, and it kind of just... flips wildly in the air, and then lands in your quiver.
Okay, well, I mean, that was just the worst case scenario.
So can I offer some advice before your turn is over? You should move away from me as much as possible. Like, we shouldn't clump.
Okay, well, then I will... What's... So it's just a passageway, and this thing is at the end of it, right?
This thing is in the middle of a large room.
Oh, in the middle of a large room. So I haven't moved yet. And I don't have to disengage or anything because it's not, like, up in my grill.
Right, so you could move and dash as a bonus action because that's a thing you can do.
Yeah.
So basically, your movement for this turn is double your speed.
Okay, and I'm in the room with this dragon thing?
You're...
in the corridor?
At the
me?
Perimeter of the room, yeah.
Okay,
much.
Can I move to, like, a far corner where I'm still, like, within line of sight of both Farron and this thing, kind of making, like, a triangle between us?
You could make it a ways and still see Farron, but Gretchen's still in the hallway.
That's fine with me.
Okay, then you do that.
Yep.
And that takes us to the wormling guy.
No.
He's gonna fly right up into Farron's grill, and...
I would want to do a protection thing, but I think you're too far away from me.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I just wanted to point that out, so...
I appreciate you the
sharp listeners weren't like, oh, she forgot to protect again.
I appreciate the thought.
Yeah, you're not close enough, and also this isn't an attack roll.
Okay, sorry, I'll let you just do your thing you were trying to do, my bad.
Thanks. He exhales an icy blast of hail in a 15-foot cone.
God damn it, Dex.
Which catches both of you, but not Gimble. This is going to be a constitution saving throw, which is kind of good news because you don't have disadvantage on those.
Yep. That was on me too?
On both of you guys.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to use my extra bardic dice. Okay, so that's an 11.
Ooh.
21.
Let me grab this handful of dice real quick.
So you can murder Gretchen.
Ooh, wrong. Huh? Farron, you take 10 cold damage.
Yikes.
And Gretchen, you take 21.
Oh,
my God.
Shit.
Are they both dead?
I'm not dead.
No, almost.
I don't feel great.
I feel terrible.
Man.
Well, you can feel better now because it's your turn.
Physician, aww, heal thyself.
Man.
Do you have any potions or food?
God
damn it.
Fable. Yes, Fable 1, yeah, classic baby. Reference.
Use your sticks, son.
Oh, man, one of the best moments of my childhood is when you come back to find that place burnt to the ground and that dude dying under the beam, and it's like, use your motherfucking stick, you old bastard.
Yeah,
do you have any
dude.
Potions or food?
I'm going to be the new Jack of Blades. I'll show
yeah.
you.
That's right.
Kill my stupid sister with that sword.
You ever spell out shit on those stones to get attacked by one of those werewolf things?
So is this...
Things?
Wait, hang
yeah.
on. Is this,
obviously.
I never played this. So is this thing flying around or is it on the ground?
It's flying.
Is it, what? Okay.
Don't you... I know... I see you over there, Zach. You looking this shit up? White dragon wormlings have a fly speed of 60 feet.
No. I'm just looking at my spells.
Oh, okay. I just assumed.
Yeah, no, sorry. I dove out of frame.
But yeah, Gretchen, like, you can still... It's not, like, flying way up in the ceiling.
Can
you can
like
still
hit it?
Attack it. Yeah.
Plus, you could always throw a javelin at it.
All right, I'm going to cast, as my bonus action, Ensnaring Strike, which is one of my oath spells. So it's a concentration spell, lasts up to a minute, and if I hit it, then stuff happens.
How are you doing on spell slots over there?
This is my last spell slot.
Also,
yes, thank you.
If this is a concentration spell, it's going to turn off the Shield of Faith on Gimbal, right?
Oh, is it?
Yes, it would.
No, it's probably worth it. He's like, oh, he's away.
Yeah.
It's probably worth it.
Yeah, I'm going to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So then I'm going to attack it. What did you do? You hit it with an arrow and it just bounced off earlier?
Presumably I missed, but yeah, I rolled like a 15 and it bounced off.
Okay.
I hit with a 17.
Okay, so it's like 60 or something in there. Okay. I'm going to go after it with my axe.
Cool.
And my axe.
Yeah. 21!
Yeah, baby!
Oh, nice.
Do you do your damage first, or do you this weird vine thing first?
So...
Do the damage.
I don't know.
Do the damage.
I would like to do the damage first. Can I
yeah,
do
okay.
both? I don't think it really says what happens to the damage.
Yeah, go ahead and do your damage first.
Okay. So it's 1d8. So that's 10 slashing damage, if that matters. And then also... Uh-huh. What happens when the axe makes contact, a writhing mass of thorny vines appears, and the wormling must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the magical vines until the spell ends.
I rolled a 10 on my strength saving throw.
What do I do? Is that against my
spell?
You have a spell
save DC.
Ooh, that's not enough.
Nice. So yeah, he's all tangled up.
Yeah, okay. So then... I don't think you do this now, but at the beginning of your turn, you'll take 1d6 piercing damage.
And he's restrained also.
He's
which
restrained.
Is, which is also a good thing.
That's a big plus. Y'all should peace out.
What's the difference between, like, restrained versus, like, constricted? There's like...
I think restrained means that his speed is reduced to zero, but I'm gonna look it up real quick, because I always forget.
Agreed.
Was that a good thing?
Yes.
Sweet. Assuming these vines would be cool when I fix this. Oh.
I think that was a very good thing.
A strained creature's speed becomes zero and it can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage. The creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. The creature has disadvantage on dex saves.
Oh, nice. So we all get advantage against it, too?
But it can still attack us, though, but it just has disadvantage.
Right.
And if it doesn't have a ranged attack and there's no one next to it, it can't attack anybody because it can't move towards them.
That's sick.
But Defo has a ranged attack because I got blasted with that. Pretty good.
Oh, and now I can do my sneak attack all the time because I can do it all the time if I have advantage on attack rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Good tactical move.
Can I... So I hit it and then it got restrained. Can I then, like, move away from it or is that the end of my turn?
It would take an attack of opportunity, but it would have disadvantage because it's restrained. So basically it would, like, try and lash out at you with its claws, but it would do a not as good job.
Not worth it.
Is it not worth it? I don't know what a good
I mean, well, think about it. You're trying to save yourself from getting attacked later by getting attacked now. Does that really make that much sense?
No. So I'll probably get attacked later anyway.
Yeah, if you really want
to... If it doesn't make it back around to his turn, then you won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just gonna stand there, I guess. Like, got him.
Okay.
With your hands on your hips, like all sassy.
Yeah, just like, I'm trying to, oh, what's a good pun? Something about vines, like the website. I don't know, I got nothing.
I'm not rooting for you.
Oh.
Oh, wow, holy shit.
Farron, you're up.
So, I think, We already have advantage, so it doesn't make sense to use fairy fire.
Correct.
I mean, I guess I might as well just attack it, because otherwise the most powerful spell I've got would make it run away, but it can't move.
It just, like, rolls, sadly.
Because I was thinking, like, oh, I can make it run away, we get some attacks of opportunity, but it can't move anyway, so there's no point in using Dissonant Whispers right now. Yeah, so I'm just going to attack it with my rapier.
Sure.
Yeah, and that is a 21.
That's a hit.
Right on. And that's going to be 7 piercing damage. And then, as a bonus action, can I read from this invisibility scroll that I've got?
Well, I think, isn't the casting time on invisibility a full action?
I don't know if the scroll made a difference. Let me look up H-I-J.
It's a full action.
Yeah, you're right.
But also, it's worth noting that you kill it when you stab.
Oh, shit.
Oh, thank God.
Give me that catchphrase. I need it. I want it. I need it.
I think you all see my points. Somebody liked it.
I'm just, Gimbal's just so relieved that they slayed this thing, he's pretty much willing to laugh at anything.
I can't even tell if, like, rapping in the vine was worth it. It's okay. It was cool.
It gave your ally advantage on his attack, which helps.
I would have missed if I didn't have advantage, for sure.
All right.
And also, you still have this power active for the next, 54 or so seconds.
Yeah, it's like a minute.
Yeah.
Cool, we did it. Good job, everybody.
I want to loot it.
And I would like to retrieve my arrows.
Yeah, you managed to do so.
I'm going to do that too, I guess, for my one arrow.
It's sad on the ground.
I hate that I missed.
So what did Gretchen find in that bad boy?
I mean, like, dragon meat if you cut it open. Is that what you're doing?
I mean, I was kind of just poking at it. Does it have any cool, like, secret
pockets?
Belts?
Like, flaps?
Maybe if it's someone's, like, pet, maybe it's got, like, a collar on it that's, like, Jeremy or something.
Not Jeremy!
Yeah, we're gonna meet, like, some guy inside the volcano who's gonna be like, my pet! And it's gonna be a whole thing.
I start writing Jeremy by Pearl Jam. I'm like, Jeremy, that's gotta sound.
Oh, shit. Sound. Oh, my God.
I love that song.
Jesus Christ.
Bit the recessed lady's breast. How could I forget? I write frantically.
Gimbal. So once Gimbal's done getting his arrows, he kind of wanders up to this thing, dagger drawn. Can I cut out, like, some teeth and maybe, like, some scales? Some claws?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Some claws? Can I harvest some of these, like, some of these things?
I think that it takes you a little while to do that, and so the buffs that Gretchen has wear off by the time you're finished.
Okay.
That's probably okay.
And so, I don't know, like, what I can really carry. I'm thinking, like, a couple claws, a couple teeth, maybe a couple scales.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's okay. Very, like, Breath it's of not, the Wild
this thing,
of you.
This thing isn't that big.
Right. No, I feel you. But, like, again, I'm 35 pounds.
Yeah.
Like a poodle. Yeah, like a, that's yes, like a
Right. Okay.
I want to take some teeth, too, to prove that I killed this thing. And I also want to carve, like, Klanos's, like, Nike swoosh into this thing. Like his C that I imagine is sort of swooshy.
It looks a lot like the C that's on the latest Cleveland Cavaliers jerseys.
Oh, cool. It's got, like, a sword through
because
it.
Because I'm not imaginative. No, not that one. That's an older one. It's just a C with a weird hook at the top.
All right, well, I'm going to carve Klanos' kind of cool. Gang sign into this dead thing.
Damn.
Okay.
Is there anything... Oh, do you guys want to heal yourselves?
Yeah, is there anything? I am hurt very badly.
Should we take a short rest or something?
We can do that. I can cast Cure Wounds on 2 people.
I'm feeling about half as good as I would on a full day's rest, so I don't think you have to necessarily do that to me.
I'm feeling, like, super shitty.
I feel like trash. I feel like warm garbage.
Maybe a short
but
rest.
But actually cold garbage, I guess.
Maybe a short rest would be appropriate, because I've got Song of Rest, where we get an extra d6 back on our for HP on short rests, if I sing a little ditty.
That sounds nice.
About Jack and Diane?
No, I actually did write a song, because Sam asked me to.
Yes! Yes! I've got a boner.
Do you want to do it now, or do you want to save it for your adoring fans back at that bar?
That's the question. If we can get away, I'm fine for saving it for the people, because it's definitely more of, like, a body sort of, like, tavern song. Maybe not, like, a sweet, sweet lullaby.
Sure.
So if we're allowed to save it, I'll save it. But if you need a song here, I've got one. I guess is really what I'm saying.
I'd rather you save it.
Okay, you're the boss.
Even flow.
Road like butterfly. okay, yeah, so I'll use Song of Rest, so we can all use however many I guess, hit die we want to use, but you get an extra d6 in the mix because I'm singing to you and you can hear me.
Now, explain how this works.
Yeah, how do I do a short rest? I don't remember.
Sam, may I?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I know you roll hit dice, but I also know something happens to those hit dice.
Yeah, so guys, we've all got three hit dice, right? Because you have one per level.
Yeah.
So basically, you're going to expend as many hit dice as you want, and the number that you roll, so like my hit dice is a d8. So if I want to use two hit dice, I roll two d8, and I get health back equal to whatever I roll.
Right.
So
you also add your constitution modifier to those.
Oh, okay.
And so that's how you get your health back. You guys get an extra d6, so if that's going to like affect how many dice you roll, that's important because on a long rest, you only get half of your total hit dice back. I believe rounded down, like everything else. So like we're level 3, so you'd only get one hit dice back on a long rest.
Gotcha.
So roll one, and then like I would say roll the d6 and see how you feel.
So, can I just roll the d6?
You gotta, I feel like you gotta use at least one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
What modifier do I add to my hit dice?
Constitution.
Constitution modifier.
Does it go per hit dice? Like, if I do two hit dice, do I add it twice?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, this will do one to start.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Seven.
That rest made Gimbal feel so good.
It's also worth noting while you guys are doing this that there are some, like, class abilities that you, it's like you can do this twice per rest, and that includes a short rest, so you might have something that now you can do more of.
Yeah, I was gonna look at that in a sec. Most of my stuff recharges with long rests only.
Most of my stuff doesn't work like that.
Do you say I get a d6?
Yeah, that's fair.
Zach?
Yeah, you get an extra d6, because I was singing to you.
Thank you. I'm actually using a second hit die. I'm not feeling good at all.
I feel about as good as I possibly can.
You took a lot on that one ice breath.
Did get hit very hard.
I'm gonna also cast Cure Wounds on myself. I'm not feeling great even after this long rest, so I'm gonna do. That's a
short rest.
That's a D8. Oh, sorry, yeah, short rest. A D8 plus my charisma modifier, so that's gonna be 9 extra HP back.
Cool.
So now everyone's feeling all right.
Yeah,
I feel almost good. Perfect.
Feeling all right.
Okay, so we murdered this thing. We like chilled in its room for a second. Can we look around the room? Is there anything else in here?
All there is a back door.
Oh.
Let's do it, baby.
Do you get any spell slots back for a short rest, or no, is that only a long rest?
Wizards get something back. I don't think any of us do.
Okay.
Wizards do, and druids do, and I think something else does, but I don't think any of y'all do.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm done asking questions.
All right. Okay. Let's do it.
Is a back door?
Let's go through it.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
All right.
I kick it open.
Well, no, wait.
Too late.
I'm feeling amazing. Okay. I'm feeling juiced.
All right. You kick it open, and I have good news and bad news for you. Thanks everyone for listening to Mystery D8. Follow us on Twitter @mystery_D8, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.